Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today we feature part one of a two-part series about the Barca Foundation, a non-profit organization in the United States that is dedicated to improving the lives of the people of Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is a small country in West Africa with a population of almost 15 million that faces many of the same challenges encountered by other developing nations. After making several trips to Africa, the co-founders of the Barca Foundation, Ina and Isu Anahata, also known as Howard Ross Patlis, decided something needed to be done to help the nation's people, known as the Burkinabe. Thus, the Barca Foundation has set out to assist the country in achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goals by 2015. These are a set of 8 broad-based goals, such as universal primary education, agreed upon by 189 world leaders at the United Nations Millennium Summit in 2000. Ina and Isu Anahata explain why they started their noble mission.
I'm a mother and a grandmother, and because of that, I believe that everything that I think and do and say affects 7 generations down the road, and those 7 generations down the road have said, do something.
I was in the corporate world. I was producing television and doing some consulting in the technology industry, and I looked around at the world and I felt as though we needed to all do something to deal with the crises that we're all facing as a global village. And so I left the corporate world and found my way to Africa and met Ina. In that process, Africa really opened our hearts and pulled us in, and we've been committed to working to create a better world together ever since.
After consulting with the Burkinabe people, Ina and Isu realized that their greatest need is a steady source of clean water, and that progress literally flows from this precious resource. Thus, the foundation decided that step one to reaching the United Nations Millennium Development Goals was providing access to pure water.
You know, what happens if everybody on the planet has clean water? They become sustainable. The women in Africa say to us, you know, we don't want shiploads of rice. We'll grow our own rice. All we need is the water. If we have water, we can raise a garden during the dry season. If we have water, the young girls will be able to go to school because they're not going after water. If we have water, we'll have time during the day to do a little business and make a little money for our family. Water and peace are intimately connected.
The Anahatas have been touched by the kindness, hospitality, and generosity of the residents of Burkina Faso.
When you go anywhere in Burkina, whether it's way out in the bush where they have to walk 6 miles for water every day, or if it's in the city and they only have to walk a few blocks for water, the first thing that you receive when you come into a family's home is water. It's water. Whether you're a friend, whether you're family or you're a perfect stranger, the first thing they do is bring you their most precious resource, which is water. And that's an act of peace. It's an act of welcoming. We are blessed and grateful for what we have learned from these people in Burkina Faso, who we call our family.
The name Burkina Faso means the country of honorable people. The Anahatas believe that the blessed inhabitants of this nation have something important to share with us.
What we're doing is to benefit people in Burkina Faso, and it's also to benefit ourselves. One of the goals of the Barca Foundation is to create a bridge of reciprocity. It's taking that old model of charity where one person or one nation helps another, and it's involving a two-way street. It's creating a reciprocity so that Burkina's gifts can flow back to us, because we believe that Burkina Faso and the indigenous world have important things that we all need to adopt and remember. in terms of sustainability, in terms of learning how to become a sustainable population.
When we return, we will learn about the Barca Foundation's Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, and our program profiling the Barca Foundation, a nonprofit organization in the United States with the compassionate mission of bringing access to pure water to the residents of Burkina Faso in West Africa. Recently, the founders of the Barca Foundation, Ina and Izu Anahata, wished to raise public awareness about the need for water in rural Burkina Faso by embarking on a long-distance walk in the U.S. However, they had no experience in this type of endeavor. Fortunately, Mr. Danny Garcia, a seasoned walker and founder of the U.S.-based nonprofit entity Global Walk, stepped in to help. Over the past 13 years, Mr. Garcia, an ordained minister, has walked over 40,000 kilometers through five continents promoting world peace and children's rights. He tells us why he has devoted his life to these walks since 1996.
There are sometimes situations where a child is dying and needs a heart operation, or a baby needs a ventilator or an incubator, or is going to die. So the compassion that God has given me and the passion works together, and then I have to walk. Now, I've walked in the past as much as 50 miles a day, walking across the United States and meeting heads of countries, world leaders. I believe that God created everyone, and I walk for all people. It doesn't make a difference what religion they are, what color they are, what country they come from. I pray and I ask God, do you want me to do this? And I get the answer. God speaks to me spirit to spirit. I don't hear an audible voice. It's spirit to spirit. And I know when God is telling me, do this. Just like I knew I was supposed to do this walk for the Barca Foundation. And we took off. We did it, and God was helping us. And I felt like God was carrying us all the way through.
On May 11th, 2009, Ina and Izu Anahata and Danny Garcia officially began the Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk. Starting at the United Nations Plaza in New York City, USA, they journeyed on foot for 800 kilometers, passing through 20 northeastern U.S. cities in 20 days. The trip proved to be a tremendous success.
The response from people has been overwhelming. Overwhelming. We have written all over the van and on the back window it says honk for peace on one side and a 500 mile walk for water on the other side. And since we put that on the back window, all day, every day, people go by honk, 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 honk. And sometimes if it's kids, they're hanging out the window and yelling at us and they hold up their fingers with a peace sign. And one man yesterday went by us three times and he finally pulled up ahead of us so that we would stop. And we stopped and he got out and he said, we just saw this film about water and what's happening in the world. And here you are, and we have to work together and we have to change things. When you're out there and you're with the everyday people that get up and go to work every day and have to feed their children, they're the ones that are honking because they are full of hope. The grassroots movement around the world is the hope of change. Absolutely. On this planet. Everybody has told us that they're inspired by what we're doing, and it's fuel.
In a journey to make a difference in the lives of others, taking the first step is essential.
You've got to do something. You just can't sit there and wait. If we would have sat where we were, we would never be here today. We would never experience the beauty of meeting you. And experiencing the love that you were giving to us when we walked. You see, it's been cold out there. It's been raining out there on us. And sometimes it reaches 92 degrees. It's hot. You sweat. You're taking off clothes. You're putting on clothes. But you continue to keep walking no matter what. You don't quit.
Ina and myself and Danny, who just was willing to jump in and devote his life for 3 weeks or more to doing this, are all taking personal responsibility for making a change in the world. This is what we have felt compelled to do. And I guess I just want to invite everyone who's watching this to find what gift you have for the world and to not judge it, but to just go and live it to the fullest, because the world needs your contribution. We all need to take personal responsibility at this time more than any other time in history, because this is a critical time in human evolution. It's a very, very exciting time to be alive and to be awake. And more people are waking up. And that's what we've seen on this journey. People who are honking and waving out the window are telling us, we're awake, we see what you're doing, we are giving you this love. So, you know, it's a time to step up and to step out of normal life and do something extraordinary.
Although the Barca Foundation conducted the Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk to raise funds to better the lives of the people of Burkina Faso, its ultimate objective extends far beyond this.
I think the overall push behind what we're doing is to create a culture of peace on this planet.
May heaven bless Ina and Isu Anahata, Danny Garcia, and all people on our planet who make enhancing the welfare of others their priority in life. Next week, we will learn more about the Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support of this noble endeavor. Thank you for joining us today on Good People, Good Works for part one of our program about the Barca Foundation. Please join us for part two next Sunday here on Supreme Master Television. Up next is the world around us following noteworthy news. May you live in ever-increasing wisdom and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.